Parliament has approved the Customs and Excise Duties Amendment Bill 2013 after taking it through all the stages. The bill seeks to amend the Customs and Excise Act 1996, Act 512, to impose import duties on telephone sets including mobile, cellular and satellite phones and to review the environmental excise tax on plastic products. Presenting the report of a Finance Committee on the Customs and Excise Duties and Other Tax Amendment Bill on the floor of the House, the Vice Chairman of the committee, Gabriel Kujua-Silfi, said the committee has carefully considered the purpose of the amendment and entreated the members to support the amendment. We bring you Dominic Lodge and Augustus Akwe's report.
In 2008, government, in a bid to reduce prices of telephone sets to encourage usage, removed the import duty on telephone sets. Unfortunately, the gesture has not yielded the desired result. Prices of telephone sets have rather increased over the period, contrary to government objective. The need to reintroduce the import tax on telephone sets to generate revenue and also to create an even playing field for locally manufactured telephone handsets to favorably compete with the imported ones has become paramount. According to the Vice Chairman, the Minister of Finance, Setepe, appearing before the committee, said the reimposition of the tax will offer protection to local telephone set manufacturers. This, he noted, will create employment and eventually increase government revenue. The committee observed that though the bill also seeks to review the environmental excise tax on plastic and plastic products, no provision was made to allocate portion of the revenue to deal with the menace of plastic waste in the country. Mr. Silfi explained that since the tax is specifically on plastic and plastic products, portions should be set aside to manage plastic waste in the country. Government is expected to rake in 49,800,000 Ghana cedis on phone handsets and 26 million Ghana cedis from plastic and plastic products from the imposition of the levy for the remaining half of 2013.
Dominic Lodge and Augustus Akwe's report.